Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to La Caprile Valley Boys Golf with head coach Barry Bessenden and some great news to report. Barry, great state tournament this past week.
Yes, it turned out to be a fantastic event for us. Being able to come home with hardware of any kind is always a massive feat at the state level, and we were able to find our way into the third place spot after day two and bring home a nice trophy and medals for the kids. And of course, also with Carson Bessenden coming in with a tie for fourth, getting an individual medal and actually not being very far out of first place, too, was just a very rewarding experience for everybody. And, just happy for the kids for getting able to have that opportunity.
Of course, state golf last Tuesday and Wednesday at Pebble Creek Golf Course in Becker. First day was beautiful weather, and then we got a little rain on Wednesday.
Yeah, the first day you couldn't ask for better weather. The temperature was probably maybe 80 degrees. Yeah. It was no wind. There was sun, but it wasn't beating down. It was just enough cloud cover to keep it comfortable. And then, of course, Tuesday we teed off in the afternoon and by about, couple players into teeing off, the rain started, and it was pretty steady. And actually, for a while, it poured, for a couple of holes. It came down really hard, and then it let up. And then by the time we finished, the sun actually had come out for the last number of holes. So we kind of got it all. But, it was a little bit of a battle for everybody dealing with some pretty significant rainfall.
Yeah, when we were talking about that in the clubhouse, would they ever stop play there if it rained too hard for too long? There was no lightning, right?
Yeah, lightning and thunder would be an automatic delay. There was none of that. I think the only thing they would look at is if the course became unplayable, if there was water ponding, and especially if it was on greens and things like that, and it never got to that point. When it did rain its hardest, it wasn't like a downpour, but it was raining hard, but it wasn't a downpour, and then that only lasted 10 to 15 minutes. And I'm sure they had people monitoring radars and things too, and knowing that if something was going to pass, and I'm sure a lot of coaches and people on the course were checking as well. And I know I looked a couple times, it seemed like it wasn't going to last that long. So sometimes you just, tough it out, because by the time you get everyone out and go, you could just as well keep playing with the amount of time it would take to get everybody in.
Right. All right, let's talk about that state tournament, Barry. And we'll talk about the exciting finish that you guys had in the 18th hole, or the La Caprile fans and the team were gathering, watching Rushford, was it? And Park Christian.
Yeah, Rushford, Peterson, and Park Christian and us were all in a pretty tight battle, at the end of that day. We came out of that first day, we were in fifth place. Those two teams were, I think Rushford, Peterson was in third, Park Christian was in fourth, but I think we were all within about we're only a couple maybe behind Park Christian and Rushford Peterson. We're about six behind, I think. So it was pretty bunched. One and two had pretty well separated themselves. Walker, Hackensack, Akeley, and Legacy Christian had pretty well separated themselves in the one and two. So,
and they only give hardware out to the top three teams.
Top three teams,
out of
eight. So we came out of that first day. We shot 334. We were about six shots out of third, so we were definitely in it. The greens were rolling fast that day. This is fastest I think they've been in quite a while there. So there was a lot of putting going on. Then we came out of that day one. I think Carson shot 74. He was in fourth place. I think he didn't drive the ball real well. He was kind of recovering from everywhere. He's hitting the ball all over the course, but he was able to come out with 74. Griffin Kranz was 83. Gavin Carl was 89. Caden Stender was 89. Noah Arndt was 93. Number of penalty strokes for him. Aaron Bond was 100. So those were our day one scores. But we came out of that going, we got a shot.
Yep.
Let's see what we can do. And
so after day one, what place were you in again?
We were in fifth
place.
Walker, Hackensack, Akeley was one, Legacy Christian was 2, Rushford Peterson was 3, Park Christian was 4, we were 5. So then, of course, they do the pairings for the next day, and 1 through 4 play together, and they go off 1, and 5 through 8 go off 10 together, so you play with the teams. So we were not with Rushford, Peterson, or Park Christian, so we were playing with Sleepy Eye, Lakeview, and Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. So we were off the 10th tee, so we weren't with the kids we were competing against. So we kind of playing a little blind that way, which was probably okay.
Yep.
And of course, during the front nine is when we had, most of the rain. We didn't play a great front. We kind of, yep. The other team separated a little bit from us. We were down 13 with 9 to go. Those two teams were tied at the turn, and they're 13 ahead of us. Carson had struggled to a 41. I think from what I was told, I didn't see anyone. They said he had countless putts that were hanging on the lip and lipping out. And, Noah played well on that side. He shot 42. Griffin shot 42. So they kind of helped keep us in it. Gavin hung in there with a 45. He had a triple, and everybody also came back with a birdie. So they kind of hung around, and then all of a sudden, I finally looked at my phone. I said, we're down 13. I said, this is going to be tough. And I was kind of waiting out some rain. And all of a sudden, Carson Roll saved a par from a tough spot. Yep. I watched Noah birdie a par 3 a couple holes ahead of him. Greens were next to each other. Noah made a birdie. And Gavin had made a nice par. And Griffin had got going. All of a sudden, I thought, this will be interesting. And then Carson got to that second hole of par 5. And he hit his drive about 20 yards past everyone else and put it on the green. He had a 2, just about made eagle, and had a tap in birdie. Yep. And I thought, boy, this could get interesting. And I looked, and it was starting to get a little closer. And those other guys, they kept making pars along the way. Carson threw in another birdie on a par 5, the second par 5, where he had another tap in. He had an eagle putt that just landed up short and tapped in. By the time he finished, he was the last player on the course. By the time he finished, it was down to about 4 shots. And we were also done probably about 4 to 5 holes ahead of that other side of the course. So now it was a matter of
wait.
Now we got to wait.
Yep.
And we came through, and like I said, Carson ended up shooting 1 under on that side, 35. Noah and Griffin both shot 40. Gavin shot 42. We shot 157 on that last 9, which is a great score in any situation, especially the final round of the state tournament.
Just for our listeners, so the last 9 holes, you were 13 strokes behind.
We were 13 behind going into the final 9. Yeah. Park Christian and Rushford Peterson were tied, and they were both 13 ahead of us with 9 to go.
Yeah.
And when Carson finished, we were about 4 behind, and then it was kind of hurt. It was 4 behind third place. And I think both teams were still ahead of us. One was 2 ahead of us, one was 4 ahead of us, but we also knew they had more kids still that had to come in, and we knew that that stretch they were finishing on was a little tougher stretch to finish on than we had. We had the tough holes first, the tougher holes first. And so as it kind of trickled along, and all of a sudden it got a little closer, next thing we were tied with Park Christian, and we were down 1 to Rushford Peterson. And of course, when you get to the state tournament, they don't break ties. So if you tie for third, you're third. We had that 1 year, I think it was about 2019 or so, we tied for third.
Okay.
We both got, trophies and hardware. Yeah. So,
set the scene for us. Now we're all gathered around the 18th hole, watching the other teams coming in.
Okay. So the number ones were coming in. We were tied with Rush. We got to the point we were tied with Rushford. They had a kid that came in, like their 2-man, and came in and made bogey on 18. And I think they had a couple bogeys before. But anyway, long story short, he bogeyed 18, so we were tied with them. Park Christian was 1 behind us because their 1-man had bogeyed, I think, 17. So they're coming up 18. We needed Park Christian, they had to make birdie to tie us. Rushford had to make par to stay tied with us. Well, neither of them hit the green. So Park Christian get, I think he got up and down, made his par, chipped up and made his par, had a long putt, whatever, he made his par. So the Rushford kid, he's short of the green, he had a chip up, he had about probably a 15-foot downhill putt to tie us, which he missed, and he made the comeback, which wasn't easy. He had about three or four footer yeah. coming back. But so he missed, so that gave us outright third.
All right. Very exciting at the end there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was. You know, the kids, obviously, they were following it on their phones. That's the thing about with the phones now. Back in the, you know, those previous years where there was no phone, so you're all kind of guessing, and you're kind of going, well, what's going on? And you look, running over and looking at the scores posted on the wall. Yeah. You know, now with the phones, you get that immediate feedback, yeah. And as long as the scores are posted. So they were all sitting there by the green, you know, we're pretty excited as it was kind of playing out, and then of course we're able to come away with third place.
Third place by
one shot over fourth and fifth. We're both one behind us. So
isn't that something?
Yeah,
that's what makes golf great.
Truly means every shot matters. As I said to the kids, this is your lesson. Every shot does matter.
Yep.
Because you got rewarded by being one better.
That's right. That's something. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us how the kids did individually during the state tournament then.
Okay. So as I go through that, there's one thing I guess I'll cover the overall here in a second. But individually for us, Carson Bessnan went 74-76. He finished his final nine of his career, one under 35. 150, ended up tied for fourth. He was four out of first place. And as he said, he was some of those putts that were hanging on the lip fell. He goes, I'm a state champion. So, you know, he was that close.
How far out was he from?
He was four shots.
Four shots out.
But he said it was pretty much you get those to go in. He said, you know, and I saw the last nine holes I watched, and there were probably two or three of them right there that, you know, I mean, he could have been three, four under on that last nine. Griffin Kranz went 83-82 for 165. He ended up in 32nd place. Noah Arndt went 93 and came back with a great 82 that second day. He ended up 175 for 64th. He actually tied with Gavin Carl, who in 88-87 for 64th. Caden Stender was 89-96 for 185. He was 80th. Aaron Bond was 100, and he came back with a nice 94 on the second day. Great for Aaron to finish strong. He ended up 84th for us individually. Overall in the tournament, the state champion was Walker Heckensack Akeley. They were up four after one day. They ended up pulling away from Legacy Christian. Ended up winning by 18. They were 6-13, an incredible score. The loaded team. They were the heavy favorite, and they came through. Great team there. Legacy Christian Academy, which I think is in Andover, came in second at 631. We were third at 661. Park Christian and Rushford Peterson tied for fourth at 662. Badger, Greenbush, Middle River was sixth at 677. Sleepy Eye United, which is the pairing of Sleepy Eye Public and Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, was seventh at 679. And then Lakeview came in eighth at 680 to round out the field.
Okay.
Individually, the state champion was Alex Rohde from Heritage Christian Academy. He shot two over 146. Second was Braylon Yilkinen from Legacy Christian with a 148. He tied for second with Trayton Nelson from Ashby Brandon Evansville with 148. And then there was a three-way tie for the fourth spot with Carson. It was him, and he tied with Carson Bowe from Lakeview at 150, and then there was Maverick Reed from Walker Hackensack Akeley, that 150. Also a little recognition from the conference. Owen Dolliger from Minneota, freshman, came in 151, placed seventh. So, you know, congratulations to him.
First
as well.
Year playing golf.
First year on the team, yeah, incredible achievement. You know, so you know, hats off to him for you know, not only being there but getting on the podium. So yeah, I got to recognize that too as a Camden player. You know, we had three Camden players in the nice. On the podium there. So again, represented the conference very well. So
good. All right, let's talk about the team individually. If you want to just go through each player and maybe wrap up their season, and we'll end with the two seniors, Gavin Carl and your son Carson.
Okay. I just kind of go through too. We had a couple other guys played varsity a little bit this year that weren't on the tournament team. We had Grant Bierke, sophomore, played in a few meets, and he got a low score of about an 82. He was doing dual time with baseball, so he got in when he played when he could. We had Ryan Bierke, eighth grader, played in a couple of meets as well. Very pleased, he was able to shoot in the 90s both times, his first varsity experiences, one of them being a Little Crow. The other one was in Mineona. We had to call him about a half hour before we leave and said, can you come play? We had someone get sick. So, but he was, shot in the 90s both times as an eighth grader, and he also played baseball, so he was splitting duties there. As far as our roster for the season, we had two eighth graders on the tournament roster. We had Griffin Kranz, who was all-conference. Tremendous improvement this year from last year. Last year, I thought was a great seventh grade season, and he had an even better eighth grade season. And I think for Griffin, there's so much good golf ahead of him. He's talented. Some of the shots he hit, especially around the greens, his touch is amazing, and just some of the shots and some of the difficult predicaments. As far as getting up and down, some of the chip shots, and also just demonstrating the ability to bounce back from adversity, having a bad hole, and instead of letting it snowball, he bounced back a number of times and either would make birdie or would run some pars together. And so I think, there's the future's, very bright for Griffin, and obviously, took third in the section this year too. So and kind of settled in as our two player for much of the year, great season from him. We had freshman Noah Arndt, another player who, two-time all-conference player, took a little while to get adjusted to the greens at the state. I think of our players, it probably took him the longest to kind of get adjusted to the speed and that, but beautiful golf swing, tempo, balance, and I think at some point here he's going to have a breakout and really do some great things along with Griffin too, and I think Aaron, as I forgot to mention, Aaron Bond, another eighth grader who he also had a season long conference tournament. He shot 82 and really showed some signs of being able to be a really good player as well. He's got a nice swing and a nice tempo, and he's just a kid that needs experience, and get better, and maybe let growth, the physical growth, kind of take over a little bit too. And I think he's got a tremendous upside as well. And then we had junior Caden Stender, who has been around since seventh grade, and he had rounds this year. I think his low round was about 81. Good short game, and I think Caden could have a solid senior season as well if he's. Yep. A couple things to improve on, but I think he could have a solid season. He was close to the all conference team. He missed by a couple of shots. He was all conference as a sophomore, but missed it by a couple this year. And I think a little motivation to come back strong next year. And then we had the two seniors. First of all, Gavin Carl, who joined us a couple of years ago and ran track as well. Gavin, was usually pretty consistently got it down as low as about 81 or 81, 82, pretty consistently. We can count him mid to high 80s. A good short game, left-handed player, good short game. His short game was on display at the state. He had a number of great chips up and downs. I know he had a great chip in for birdie on that last day on one of the par fives. He chipped one in for birdie and, wow. And I watched him hit a couple of phenomenal chips, a good putter, good short game, good iron player too. It was great having around, good leader and just a great influence and positive presence on the team as a senior. And then we had one other senior, which was Carson Bessonen, who probably leaves here as I won't say the most, but one of the most decorated players. Yeah. In the schools had and probably in the area too. I know there's been others. We had Jeff Barney here about 30 years ago, who was a state champion and played for the Gophers and was phenomenal and nationally recruited. So
Carson's had quite the career. How many times did he get on the podium at state? Do you know, Barry?
He was on the podium twice. He played in the state five times, eighth grade through on eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th grade. Seventh grade season was canceled due to COVID.
COVID, yeah.
which was the year we were kind of ending. It was the end of our run when we had that group that had been to the state a number of years. We had a number of seniors that year that didn't get
Patzer
their senior year.
Patzer and Cullough and them?
Yeah, Patzer graduated. We had Roth and Cullough and Buffington back, and they lost their senior year, and Carson would have been on that team. But yep. So he had five state tournaments. He was on the podium twice. He was eighth and as a sophomore. He was fourth this year.
Just four shots off from
being a state champion. Away from a state championship. He was all state four times. He was all conference five times. Three-time section champion, two-time section runner-up. I counted it up. And he had 24 wins in his career.
Wow. As a medalist?
24 firsts. I think it was 13 seconds and 11 thirds his career in 5 years, which is pretty
impressive.
Amazing. That's a hard one to replace because that's a lot of.
And he's had you by his side the whole time too, right?
Yeah, I've been there. I've usually watching from a distance. Probably not walking with him so much. Probably 50 yards away, 100 yards away, watching. But it's been fun to be there for the whole thing and watch him, grow as a player and a person, and all these kids as they grow up and that. But just being able to watch Carson. Do that has been quite a thrill.
Yep, that's right. It goes fast too, doesn't it?
It goes fast. I was just talking to the Benson coach was walking, following Carson during the last night. He had his son with, who's a sixth grader, who's a pretty good player, and he had him out there to watch Carson. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, your time's coming. I said, enjoy it, because it's going to go by in a blink of an eye.
That's right, yep. Yeah, great career Carson's had. It's been fun watching him and interviewing him. I've always said this about Carson. When I interview Carson, I think I'm at the Masters interviewing a professional golfer. He's so well-spoken, uses the golf lingo. I love it.
Yeah, he's pretty.
I don't know if he likes to be interviewed or not.
But. I don't know, but he's pretty poised. I've seen him with others as well when he's done interviews, and he's pretty poised and handles it pretty well. He must get set from his mother.
All right, well, there you go. Congratulations, Barry, on third place at state, and congratulations. I know you're a proud dad with Carson there, and you got a good young team coming back.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing is the future is very bright, not only with the kids we got back, but I think, we have some kids in the junior high level and coming on, there's kids playing all the time at the Madison course, hopefully there's some play. I don't see the Appleton course as much, but hopefully I get some kids playing over there, and they've definitely had some motivation and incentive to try and do as these guys have done and the teams before them have done. And I think, like you said, we've got some really good talent coming back.
Young
talent. And
just got to put the time in.
I think they will. I don't doubt that. But, it's going to be competitive because there's other teams that are good too. But, I think these guys have a chance to make their own mark as well.
Just want to give a shout out to the Madison Country Club. They gave you guys a great send off before state too, didn't they?
Yeah, that was great. I appreciated that. The kids enjoyed that. Being able to, it was surprised how many people were there. It was very well attended, it was a pleasant surprise for everyone. And they got recognized and introduced, and then of course ride off with the escort out of town, which I think they thought was pretty cool. And the fire truck escort out of town and a caravan behind him for the first few miles. And obviously it's great. The two girls got to participate in that too, Molly and Kate. And I congratulate those two on great seasons as well and getting to the state too. That's a big achievement too. It was great. They could be a part of it too. And obviously congratulate Corey and the girls in Dawson too and Lindsay Lund for, what they've accomplished too, which is impressive. And Lindsay's had a great career and,
sure
hats off to her for all she's done, and best of luck to her. I know she's got plans to play down at Winona, and I hope Paul goes well there for her too.
Yep. All right. Anything else? We cover everything?
Nothing else.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in every Saturday morning on the Coach's Show. Appreciate that. And once again, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
Head Coach Barry Besson of the Lock Paul Valley Golf Team. We'll take a break and be right back after this.